is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, how are you doing? That's my question, my one and only question to you this morning. How are you doing? It's been over 5 weeks since President Tinubu took over as the 16th president of this country. 5 weeks, I'm asking, how are you doing? How are you really? How are you coping? In the first half of 2023, the World Bank released some data and they said 4 million more Nigerians have been pushed into poverty. And they're also saying about 7.1 million more Nigerians would further slip into poverty before the end of this year. They cited the fuel subsidy removal. They said the poor and economically insecure households who directly purchase and use petrol, as well as those that indirectly consume petrol, are adversely affected by the price increase. And they said a couple of other things as regards that. And we've talked about interventions, palliatives if you like, none in sight yet. This morning in the news, you heard the story about how children are now flooding the streets looking for what to eat. Just yesterday, I saw a video by Aki, you know, Aki and Popo Fame, Aki, who said quite a number of people have turned him into Bank of Industry with requests of all sorts. Financial requests of all sorts. You know yourselves as well, you that you've been inundated with requests from Nigerians, those that you don't even know, let alone those that you know. But that is our current reality, isn't it? Of course it is. Now let's have that frank conversation this morning. You can be anonymous if you want to be anonymous. It's okay, it's fine. I welcome that. You just want to gauge how the economy has been to you. How have you been able to handle it till this very moment? What is going on with you? What is going on in your family, in your household? What is business like? What is work like? 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Now, this one is for female callers and female callers only. 01-465-7190 for female callers. That is 01-465-7190. Please turn off your radio. Good morning to you. Good morning. You're on the radio now. Good morning to you. I know you can hear me, so let's go pick another call. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Mr. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I think this is, according to you, this is just 5 months, Mr. President.
5 weeks, I said. 5 weeks.
Yeah. I am not here to criticize or to insult my president, but I want to tell you that I want to still say that even Buhari's government is even better than that. I have never experienced good leadership, or new leadership rather. I am struggling even than before. Mm. I think government has to begin to do something new, something different. According to them, they say that they will hit your grand learning. So I have not seen that good leadership they promised.
You said you're struggling even more than before. How do you mean?
No, we believe, according to him, that who have the government, Lagos State.
Hello? Hello?
Did you hear me?
Yeah, what did you say? I asked a question. I said that you said you're struggling more than before.
I am not from shop. Let me tell you, I am now from shop, hawking. I was in the shop, but I'm hawking now. I'm just removing my goods from the shop, and I'm hawking it to be able to feed my...
I guess his credit ran out. Well, thank you. I think we got the crux of his story. Business isn't as it was before. Basically, good morning to you.
Hi, Terry. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm a business owner, and my product sells through supermarkets. There's something I've been able to do to keep my business selling. I didn't increase my price, even though cost went up.
Okay.
My raw materials are imported mostly.
Okay.
So I decided to, instead of flying them in, go by ship and increase volume. Ship takes more time.
Okay. Okay.
So that way I've been able to, you know, keep costs from here to there, save in some places, and keep my product in demand. So among all my competitors now, I'm actually the cheapest.
The cheapest.
And so I have been able to stay best selling.
Oh, nice.
For my staff, I had to increase their salaries, and this year I just paid their rent, you know, to be able to cushion that effect. Because normally they take their rent and pay installmentally. You get like you borrow and pay installmentally.
Right.
I just waived off the payment, you know. And on my own part, I had to do my supplies myself, you know. I was just trying my best to cut costs here and there, and it has helped so far.
This is brilliant.
It's not been the easiest, but I've decided that life is going to be easy for me. It's a mental state, and I don't think it has been too hard on me.
Yeah.
So that's my own.
Oh, brilliant. Really? Brilliant. Well done. Well done. And good one that you've done for your staff. Good one. Good one.
Thank you.
You're a champion.
Thank
you so should.
Much.
I should give you CEO of the year right now.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Yep. Now, that's brilliant, really. Writing off the rent of her staff in these sad times. Now, that's really brilliant. Well done. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
That's okay. That's fine.
Well. It's been tough. I must confess to you. I have two cars, one small one, the other one is fixes.
Okay.
And what I did was to park the fixes inside. Started using the small one because the last time I filled the tank, I spent around 35,000. And again, what I do is daily consumables. And I realized that between last month and now, our sales have crashed, you know, we've lost about 35 to 40% of our usual sales.
Ooh.
And from the interactions that we've been having with our customers, we realize that the purchasing power of an average Nigerian has been reduced to the barest minimum. People can hardly feed. Now, coming to my own home, what I give to my wife on a monthly basis, I had to almost double it to measure up a little. Okay, and that's to tell you how tough it is for an average Nigerian. Now, I want to advise the government. For me, subsidy removal is the way to go. But if an average citizen is sacrificing this much, then they should do more, number one. Then two, the dividend of the subsidy that has been saved should find a way to channel it directly to the average Nigerians who are being impoverished further by this policy. And that's what I'm pleading for.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Anonymous. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. It's 15 minutes past the hour now. 1:05 past the hour. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
This is Becky.
Welcome, Becky.
Sheriff, I'm so scared.
Okay.
I'm into plantain chips.
Okay.
I do plantain chips, and I've been doing it for over 3 years now. I have kids. I was doing well, a little bit better, immediately when they say subsidy. Sheriff, I took money to plantain market.
Okay.
I couldn't buy. One, the plantain season is not here, but I still used to cook. But they say the transport is too much. Sheriff, I bought 3 times. I'm a somebody of little means. So, 50,000. I lose 10,000. Sheriff, I bought again. I lose 10,000. I bought again. 3 times, I lose 30,000. I kept the remaining one. I eat with my children. And now the money is not there. I have to tell my children, go and collect food on credit. Let me take the remaining one to market and do anything. I can't buy this money. So what will become of me? I've not paid their fees that is as cheap as 5,000. They are not feeding, they slept hungry. All because of nothing. The subsidy. How am I going to end it? They will join to hit the streets. We are dying here. What will I do? I've eaten up the capital. I've lost it for subsidy. And I'm staying hungry. And there is no father. And I have adopted children too from my sister. So what am I going to do? One has come back, they don't allow for fee to take just exams. What am I going to do now? Where is the way forward? The suffering is getting higher. Who will now reimburse me to continue? What is my own with subsidy now? I can't feed again. And I've been trekking to the market, not even paying again.
Oh.
So what is going to happen now?
What's your name again? What's your name, please? Can you hear me? What's your name?
My name is Becky.
You have how many kids?
I have two.
Two, right?
I have two that I'm taking care of.
Okay, Rebecca.
Three biological, but somebody's taking care of one, and I have to adopt it.
It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. The fact that you have responsibility alone said a lot. Stay on the line, Rebecca. Rebecca, you said no father. Where's your father?
Father has lost job.
Oh.
And he has left them.
Oh, he left them. He abandoned them.
Yes.
Oh, when did he leave?
That's like 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And I didn't have problem with that. I was coping with them.
Yeah. You're a hardworking woman.
What is happening?
Just hang in there, Rebecca, okay? Hang in there. Let's see if we can get help for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Rebecca. No promises, though. If we get help, we'll let you know, Rebecca. Thank you. And thank you for being strong as well. Thank you for being strong. I mean, that's a strong lady right there. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling a student of University of Ilorin.
Okay. Are you in Uni Ilorin right now?
Uni Ilorin, yes.
Are you there right now?
Yes, I am there.
Okay, talk to me.
The problem here is not something that... But it's like, students are really, really suffering. Because, I mean, after the day subsidy was removed, 2 days after, like this, we had pure 1,300. Like, everything just went up so fast.
Yeah.
transportation too went up. Like,
are you staying on campus on Tanke area? Where exactly are you staying?
I'm staying at Tanke.
Around where?
Tanke.
Tanke. Okay. All right.
Before, when I just came to Ilorin, coming from Tanke used to be 100 naira. Now it's 300. Before that first subsidy removal, it was 200.
Okay.
Lately they removed it 2 days after. I was wondering, did these people not have 4 in their motor before? 2 days after, like, this, just became 300. Like, things are very, very hard for students. Students can hardly even concentrate because when there's nothing in your stomach, how are you going to concentrate in class?
Yeah.
When we went to, last week now, we had tests in class. Students could not even really concentrate. We were just looking at the lectures. Man was telling us that people should better go back home because things will become worse by next section. Was telling us that some lecturers are already saying they want to, federal government is saying they want to give federal schools the ability to have to fend for their own, fend for themselves.
Right.
And I'm like, if schools start fending for themselves now, how much better our schools
be? Yeah, exactly.
Some people that are still managing to come to school, what will not be their fate by next section?
Right.
These are really bad for students. Some students have started doing some other things.
But how are you coping personally? How are you coping?
Personally, it has not been easy. Before that, 5,000 naira can take me for like maybe 2 weeks. Now, it can't even take me 2 weeks. 1 week step cannot take me. I just need to manage myself. I can't even call my parents because when I think of how did they have...
Of course, you know what the situation is like with them too. So, yeah.
Exactly. I can't even bother calling them. So I just need to keep managing myself. Now I'm even thinking of looking for a job around school. Anywhere you go to the hotel, they cannot employ you in a lorry student because they're always busy.
They're always busy. You people like book too much.
Honestly, it's not easy. But just pray and share that things get better. Just begging federal government, please help us to reduce some things. Because this things that we are buying in the market, it's too expensive for students. It's just help us. It's not easy for students to buy these things in the market. You should please help us so that we can at least focus in school.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate your time. It's 8:23 right now. Okay. So I'm quickly going to take some messages that have dropped. It's the Morning Crossfire extended this morning. 2 hours is what we got to have this heart-to-heart talk this morning as to how you are doing. I have a message here that says, feeding now has become a problem for me and my family since we got a new president. No name. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. This person says, Anonymous from Ikorodu says, your question this morning is a very tough one. I'm a family man with 4 boys. I lost my wife in 2020 during COVID. It's been very tough, I must confess. Most of the times, I subject my children to eating once a day, unlike before when we eat 2 times a day. I lost my job February 2022. I had to use the little resources I had then to put up a small poultry farm, which was doing well until flood came and returned me back to square one. So unfortunate. It says, I moved to a new apartment and I was trying to put it together and this regime of BAT, all thanks to friends and family for helping out. May God help us all. Ameen. Anonymous, thank you for sending in your thoughts and I do hope that you remain strong for your boys. Of course, your boys can see how strong you are. Your boys can see how hard you're trying. Yeah, they know. They can see all these things and they're appreciative. Please hang in there, okay? Please hang in there. You're all they've got. And thank you for being brave as well. Thank you. Let me quickly go take another message here. This person says... do you know one of Pure Water is 500-600 naira in Epe local government? Oh my God, it's not easy. This is from Mr. Oga who sent this in that a bag of Pure Water in Epe is 500-600 naira. I'm not sure, but that's what he sent in. But thank you for sharing. Regardless, appreciate your time. All right. Okay. I have another message here that says, I lost my job just within the election period. I have a disability and tried to manage working before then, and suddenly company sacked some of us. I borrowed money for rent to add my 2 months subsequent salaries, both my savings and borrowed money. I've totally exhausted everything. And he says it's been very, very hard for me in life without any source of income. Never believe I will still be without a job at the moment. I could do with anything now. Anonymous sent this in. Anonymous, thank you. Just hang in there, okay? Whatever we can get from Nigerians, home and abroad, we'll do what we can. As soon as we get help, we'll reach out. Okay. We're going to take this break right now, Lagos. When we return from this break, we'll talk some more. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3. My question this morning is, how are you? How are you doing? I need an answer after the break.
More talk, news and sports after this.
To the Morning Crossfire, 8:39. It's the time from our studios here. If you're in the diaspora, you'd like to chime in a word or two, you can call us on Skype. Skype ID is Nigeria Info FM. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're welcome. And the question basically this morning is, how are you doing? How is Nigeria reality affecting you? 0700-993-993-993. If you're new, you can call 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993-277-2993 and 01-277-3993. Female only line is 01-465-7190 for the female callers. We're streaming live on Facebook. We are also live on YouTube as we speak right now. You can go drop your thoughts and your answer for me on our Facebook Live and also on YouTube Live as well. I just searched Nigeria Info 99.3 and you would be here in a bit. Okay, so we're going to start this round from Skype. We're going to take one or two calls from Skype before we move on to some messages. Let's see who is here. Obinna, Obinna, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, Obinna.
Oh, Sharif, I'm calling from, I'm not calling from Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'm telling you, this thing is not just for people living in Nigeria.
I know, it's I know.
Affect people living outside Nigeria.
I know.
Mm. Yeah, you might say, okay, the exchange rate now is interesting. Yeah, you change $100 and the money go yakpa everywhere. But I'm telling you, as the money in the exchange rate has increased, that's how more your expenses. Remember, of the money we make abroad, send back to Nigeria, right? And so you have families at home whom you take care of, because our own type of system, especially in Nigeria, I have friends, and when I, when maybe we go for it, I tell them, oh, I have to decide, why are you sending money to, even they are not, because most of the people we even send money to in Nigeria are not really just our parents or siblings or wife or children, send to our aunties, our uncles, our, you know, we, because we practice an extended system of family.
Right,
in, But let me tell you, I used to send money for fuel for my family approximately in a month, because I, we detail everything when I, I'm sending. I spend like between 30,000 naira before a month of fuel.
Okay.
Only for running the generator.
Okay.
Now I'm spending twice and half of that now. Do you get what? I am spending almost 100,000 naira.
Whoa.
Because this is the, yes, because the cost of fuel now is what I budget for.
Right.
For running my generator, if my kids must sleep well. Now, also, I have aunties, two aunties that I send money for, hypertensive. So they normally take this medicine. It lasts them for like two months, three months.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm the one that fund that for very long, for years now. Medicine used to be around 20,000 naira. Medicine now is around 80,000 naira, Sharif. You understand what I'm saying?
80,000.
Yes, it's almost 80,000. It's 78,000 naira now. My kids, my kids' school bus, the school, they increase the money for their school bus now.
Yeah.
So we have to pay more. school bus. So I'm just, okay, even those of like, this small project at home, you know, yeah, maybe student at home.
Maybe. You pay more.
There is, if I tell you the cost of building material now, you will say, But I'm just wondering, people that are that don't have family abroad, that don't have family politicians, you know, politicians that are in offices,
right,
family members or top civil servants or top businessmen that are doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering how they survive.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how they
survive. I wonder that too. Because I wonder that too. Obinna, thank you for calling me, brother. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. I mean, that's the essence of why I said diaspora people can call, because whatever we feel here, they feel over there as well. It's just simple like that. Whatever you feel here, they feel over there as well. Let me take a message on Twitter. Twitter, Oladimeji says, just yesterday, Sheriff, a man came knocking my gate. And his story of suffering brought me to tears for the first time in decades. He's a draftsman, but without work, and his wife's small trade is dead. His children haven't eaten for 2 days, etc. I had to empty all I had at home for him. Oladimeji, thank you for being kind. Thank you for being kind. Really appreciate that. Let me head back to the telephone now. Let's take one or two calls. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, sir. We can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me now.
Yes, please.
Okay. The lady that just spoke to you concerning depleting her capital. I can't remember her name again.
Right.
Could you get in touch with her and let's have a conversation with her. You have my number with you. I mean, you can see my number. So you could probably call me after the show.
Let me just confirm something, right? Your number ends with 1639?
Yes, please. Yes. That's it.
Your number ends with 1639?
Yes, 1639.
Okay, can I get the name?
What?
Can I get the name?
I may not want to mention her.
Oh, okay. That's fine. When would you like her to get in touch?
She could get in touch with me immediately.
Immediately?
Yes, her story is very touching.
Okay, can she get in touch after I finish the show? Because I may not be able to get to her now.
Yes, please do that. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you so much. Bless you to you. Bye-bye. Nigeria, Inko, good morning to you.
Yeah, Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Finally, I'll speak. Sheriff, immediately before I say what I wanted to say, the woman that called earlier.
That's right.
I don't know, and there are some people, I don't know how you do it, but is there a way I can send 200 across to you to give them?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Your number ends with 5490?
Certainly.
5490.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me have a means of getting it immediately so that I'll forward it. Meanwhile,
yes, sir.
Sheriff, I wonder how people that are in this country now receiving 100,000, 200,000 naira salary are surviving. Sheriff, let me tell you what happened. I used to give my wife 70,000 naira for upkeep. Me and my wife and the small one, that 70,000 naira is to cook soup. I buy every other thing, you know. Of recent, she was complaining, said the money is not doing anything again, no. You know what she did? She pretended as though she was sick.
Okay.
She asked me to go to market to go and buy something and gave me that money. Sheriff, I came back spending above 200K. Now, I was coming back. I was feeding my wife. I said, she Nikki. How did it happen? How has she been doing this thing?
Those women, they have superpowers, though. You don't know.
Sheriff, do you know that now my wife will prefer go and buy something for... First of all, he send you to go and buy me Pampers. Once you get to that shop right there, she will begin to ask you, please, baby, add this. Please, baby, add this. Don't forget. Please, you need to... Don't worry, when you come back, we'll talk. Add this. Sheriff, you went to buy Pampers. You are going to come with sell off. They are going to come back with sell our purchase. So, I pity. But my question is this. Our politicians, are they going through the same? It's not by suffering the masses.
Let me also share something. I saw a video yesterday of someone, a fuel attendant, who says someone brought an expensive car, let's say a bulletproof car, and the person couldn't afford to fill the tank.
Sheriff, at last week, I embarrassed myself. I bought a fuel of 7,000 naira. No man, I know where you're supposed to move to.
Yeah.
And the attendant put the fuel. Only for me to notice a gauge, just do him and stop. Sheriff, I call the gear and say, come here, come and give me my fuel. Are you okay? What's wrong with you? She said that she has finished. I said, you finished what?
How?
Call your manager. Sheriff, I came down, begin to speak grammar. After speaking grammar, a manager came and said, okay, they will show all your fuel. I said, okay, add another 7,000. I'm washing it. They added another 7,000. Sheriff, the same thing repeated again.
Whoa.
I looked at them very angrily. I said, okay, there's an NPC fleet station there. Let me go there and find out.
Yes.
I went there, bought another 7,000, the same thing. Sheriff, wow. That is when I realized what is going on. Because normally my fuel know they go down. Normally not me even they buy. I will just give the credit card, go and buy a few this thing. Sheriff, people are suffering.
That's right.
People are suffering. Please reach out to me now.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you for your kindness. Appreciate it. Let's jump on another call quickly. Nigeria, well, good morning to you.
Hello, Agashere.
Good morning to you. Yes, please.
The Book of Lamentation. This market woman.
Welcome.
You know, I explain something to you. So when you not see goods to sell, is it not poverty that is smiling?
No money is coming in now. Yes, no. No money.
And you know why some of us complain? Even though we still have little thing to eat. It's because there is danger. There is danger, my brother. Because when many people cannot see what to eat, no job, and you are going out and coming back, there is a danger. We need to complain. They need to do something. For me, subsidy could have not go. Yes, it's to tackle the corruption behind that subsidy. That is how I see it, because we are not getting anything from them. They should wipe away those who are taking those money. That is how I see it. It could have not go at all, because the situation now is just too much. It's too much for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Thanks for calling me. Yeah. Thank you. Let's take another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello?
Good morning. Morning to you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, my name is Inkem.
Welcome, Inkem.
So, my contribution this morning, I work with an NGO.
Okay.
So, like the other woman said, there is danger. Because if you see the amount of women, so if you go into our community, that's when you really see that a lot of people are suffering. If you know the amount of women, widows, single mothers that come to our office to ask for help almost every day, it is alarming. So most of these women, they cannot feed their children. Most of them, they cannot send their children to school. Children are writing exams. They cannot pay school fees. Sheriff, every day, last year, my BP went up to 180. Not because of my personal problem, but because of women's problem. And this is the work that I've been doing for almost 10 years. And it is not getting better. Like the first woman called, one of the things that we do is that we also used to give microloans to women. So when this woman, you give this woman a loan of 50,000 naira, she goes to my 12 to go and buy a basket of tomatoes. And maybe her profit is 5,000 naira. When she is going back, that basket of tomatoes has gone up again. So how will that woman repay her loan? How will she make profit to be able to care for her children? So I used to say that we are sitting on a time bomb. Do you know when we had, that issue we had with when we had the COVID-19 pandemic?
COVID.
You saw what happened in our community. You saw what happened where a lot of people could not sleep. They were guiding their houses because of poverty. So there's poverty in the land, Sherry.
Yes, there is. There is.
People should not just sit down in Abuja or sit down on the island. Go into our communities. Go and see people are suffering. And it pains me because this is a land of abundance. So every day, if you come to my office, there's no day. Today, as I'm talking to you, there are some women already in the office. So what do we do? What do we do? And there's no safety net from government for poor people, for women, for children. No safety net, nothing. It is alarming and it is painful because when you go outside Nigeria, you see that things are working. We say, okay, before increasing the fuel subsidy, why not give out? See, the other lady called about, she's in school and she's experienced this challenge. Did you make provision for relief, for transportation for students? Even food stamps. We have a lot of food banks. Like in Lagos, we have one called Lagos Food. Provide food, at least food for people. When we share food, yes, Sherry, if you need to come, old mama, I will send you messages. I'll send you videos on WhatsApp. They'll be crying. One day we asked women to come and collect food. Widows. One lady came. When I saw her, she was so young. I said, this woman, are you a widow? She said, auntie, no verse, I'll not be widow, but I need this food. So, Sheriff, there's poverty in the land. Let us go into communities and see what is happening. Let those people go into their communities. And for people that have it, you should not think that, oh, you are comfortable. Hey, when those people don't see what to eat,
there is danger. There is. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. Appreciate it. We're going to take this break, Lagos. I can see Skype calls, but we have to get out now for this break and bring you the news. Then we'll make a return after 9. Stay here, please. We'll be back. If you're just tuning in, you're most welcome. We're glad to have you here with us. We're discussing Nigeria's economy, its impact on the people. And I'm asking a simple question, maybe not simple. Sounds very complicated, to be honest with you. The question is, how are you? Right. And yes, I've been getting answers to that question from quite a number of people this morning. So we're going to continue getting those answers right now. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190 for the ladies. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. So what we're going to do right now is to go and take some WhatsApp messages that have dropped. All right. Give me some time. Let me just quickly go through these messages that I've dropped since we started. All right. Okay. So here we go with this one here. Chooks from Ikorodu says, since last year till now, I'm doing nothing. I live by his grace through my wife. She was a teacher in a private school. How much is her salary? Not up to 25K. All my contacts, that's how I beg for help. I need help. Please. I have a lot. You have a lot of outstanding. You have some debts that you need to pay. Rents, etc. And he said you need help. Okay, Chuck Security, you missed out a couple of things here. So I hope I've been able to convey your message, Chooks. Because I had to. Yeah. Chooks, please hang in there, okay? I have Folorunsho Mike on Skype. Let's speak with Folorunsho. Hi, Folorunsho, how are you doing?
Yeah, hi.
How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm just there. Mm. I actually wanted to beg for something from you.
Okay.
I don't know if you have, if you can call a number. There's been this lady who I know in Shangote Dobag, not even up till now.
Okay.
As at then, she was really going through hell raising her son and her daughter.
Mm.
Believe you me, I just can't imagine. You know, she was squatting in a container in one of the churches in Badore area.
Okay.
And as at then, it's difficult for her raising a boy and a girl because I think she's doing it alone.
Okay.
Now, I wish you can call her and hear this particular from her. I'm doing this because I know if you're able to do that, a whole lot of Nigerians could hear her pain and at least render her assistance, even if not for helping her children's school fees or helping her even get an accommodation. Once it rained, my God, you need...
When was the last time you heard from her? When was the last time you heard from her?
When her son was writing WAEC.
Oh, the WAEC time. Have you?
You can only do a little.
Do you have a number?
Can only do a little. Yes, I actually do have a number because time to time, when don't let me say I do anything when God
you try your best.
Thank you. I wouldn't say anything, but I wish you can give her a call and let Nigerians help her, please.
Let me have her number. Hold on. Let me take it off air. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling me for Lunrisha. We'll try and see if we can reach out to her. Okay, all right. We'll try what we can do. We'll try as much help as we can get. We can spread the love around to those who desperately need, you know, help. Okay. So I'm gonna quickly jump on another message right now on WhatsApp. Jenny says, "Mine is not any better. I don't even have money, not to talk of what I will eat. Nobody to help. I've been on biscuits and water since 2 days now. The bad part of it is my house rent. I don't know what else to do." It's Jenny who sent this in. Jenny, please hang in there, okay? Just hang in there. Jeremiah is in Ikeja. Jeremiah says, "Thank you for that." Okay, Jeremiah, your message came in at the wrong time. We've moved on from that conversation, okay? We've moved on since. But thank you. The current economic reality is a tough one to handle. The scorching economy is plunging many families into abject poverty. I think subsidy removal is limited and not ripe for government to have removed subsidy. And it goes on and on and on. Okay, Victor, thank you for sharing your thought from Asaba. Victor, appreciate your time. All right. Thank you. I'm heading back to the telephone now. Let's take a few more calls this hour. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Yeah. We have a solution to this problem. And I think I want to say that apart from removing subsidy from petroleum products, it is high time Nigeria should remove subsidy from legislation. We don't need bicameral legislation in Nigeria. We don't need it. Some of these guys go there and sleep.
Hello, sir. Hello. Do you understand? Hello, sir. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Do you understand what we're talking about?
We're talking about the hardship of Nigeria.
Yes, please.
The hardship people are going through.
Yes, please.
Yes. So what I'm saying is that Nigeria don't need by cameral legislation. When we shut down one of the houses, we shut down the House of Rep, let us just have the House of Senate to make law.
Okay. All
and
right.
They should not be paid salary. They should be paid allowance for the days they go for sitting.
Thank you.
Any day they don't go there, nothing for them.
At least we can cut costs by then.
A substantial amount should be paid to them as allowance for sitting.
Okay.
Sitting allowance.
All right. All right.
Legislation should not be a profession.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
If we do this, we'll be saving a lot of money.
We'll save a lot of money.
Ameliorate the sufferings of Nigeria.
Of the people. Right.
Don't guys just go there and be flaunting their wealth and the whole country. People are dying. No. Thank you very much.
It hurts, I know. Thank you for calling me. Rita is waiting for us. Rita, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing, Rita?
Yes. Hmm.
Yes, please.
Yeah, for me, I will really tell you that I thank God for everything. At least I can afford like 3 times me or more for myself and my family. But Mr. Sherry, it's harder in the sense that any time I call my younger ones to hear from them is, let me send my account number. Yes. Every time they call me is, let me send my account number. Or definitely, I will have to send them something because I have. But people are really suffering outside there, Mr. Sherry. To
right.
Be sincere with you.
Yeah.
What if I don't have? What will I be doing to my younger ones now at this stage? Things is really, really hard, Mr. Sherry. I know of a family that could not afford to. I have to take one of their daughters to live with me. So that I can be, at least take care of that one. And, you know, Sherry, so that I'll be paying her money so that she can assist her younger ones and her mom.
Right.
This time.
Right.
Yes. So imagine that.
Right.
It's really tough outside, but I thank God for myself and my family. My husband is doing well. At this season, we are doing well. Mr. Chef, I won't lie to you. The contract is coming well. Thank you.
And thank you for being kind as well. Thank you. Bless you and your husband. Thank you. Amaka is with us now. Amaka, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello.
How are you doing, Amaka?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm a maternal from Ayobo.
Yeah, you're not audible though. Can you open your mouth so we can hear you clearly?
I'm a maternal from Ayobo.
Welcome, Amaka. Welcome.
Nah, this is my own. I don't know where to start. Because I'm praying since when am I going to play the radio station? This person is the first. It's not the beginning of my program. I'm a widow with a 40s. So as we're suffering, somebody say, make him just a pause and consult to this level so that we can know whether we can start up something, at least. Because we come here, everything now we had, even the person that wants to help us, as this first office starts, because we have our own family, you don't know how to do it. Even the rent is paid for us, it's about to expire. And I'm running out of schedule to make sure that I can start up something. Sometimes my children will be picking all this time, and at least they use it to sell them and at least eat. So, and at their school, I have to remove them from their school and put them to the paper school. Finding to make sure that I can set up something. But if you gather money to start food and other things to collect the money, because the house we are living, we have some small space outside. I wanted to make sure whether I can start up something, at least build more kiosks there to start up something. But if you want to pack all those money before you go to buy ban or all those wood, the price is too much.
Is there nothing you can start up without building a kiosk? Because that's kiosk is another expense.
And before I am buying all those clothes or kreka.
Yes.
And they carry it around the cell. But now sometimes if I come back my children, because that's too small. My children, they'll be going around. They'll not see
yes,
around.
Now, so because you're not around.
To start up something inside the house so that if they come back to school, I will just, you know, see them. And leaving them there because that's too small. So that's what they have. Anyhow, I can start up that.
What business do you now want to do now, Amaka?
Just to buy all that Okrika too. Okrika.
You want to go back to Okrika?
Sir?
You want to go back to Okrika selling?
Yes. Anything at all, because provision store, I'm not provision, but I have some people around me that are saying it. But this Okrika and all those children book on the bag, because there's some school near my house.
Okay. Is there any, because I'm looking at the children books and bag, that will cost a lot. Is there no business and the Okrika that you said you want to be selling now? I thought you said that the reason you stopped is because your children were everywhere, because you weren't around, and you want to go back to it.
I said that I'm carrying it around. That's telling me I'm carrying.
But now you will not be carrying it around again, Abby.
Yes, because this is good. If I come back, sometimes I will not see them. They'll be going.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I don't like it.
Amaka, what I'm going to do is I would have. Just stay on the line. They will collect your number. Please hold Amaka's call and get her number. Get Amaka's number so that let's see if we can get somebody to help Amaka with her Okrika business. Okrika. Okay, I'm trying to spell Okrika. All right, Amaka, are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't know. Tosin, are you the one down? Please retrieve Amaka's call, then get her number. You want me to do it myself? Let me do it myself. Afolabi, please stay on the line. My people are not retrieving Amaka's call. Let me just speak to Amaka myself. Huh? Okay. Please give us a minute. Let me get Amaka's number. Okay, yeah. I think they've gotten Amaka's call. Let me speak to Afolabi then. Hopefully Afolabi is still here. Afolabi, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr.
Ah, God bless you. Thank you for staying in the line.
Yeah. Mr. Shori, I was the guy that told you about Marwa most of the time. I don't know if you remember.
Now you said you needed Marwa?
Yes.
Ah, oh yeah,
cool. See, it has been... In fact, I'm not even scared of my own self. I'm scared for my children. How is it not going to affect their education? Because... It has been very, very tough for me.
You know, we discussed something the other time, like why can't you get higher purchase Marwa and yes, just manage? What
I
happened? Have you tried it?
Yes, I tried. Most of the investors don't want to invest Marwa anymore. Marwa now is being sold for 1.7 million. Most of the investors don't want to invest on it. Though I'm a surveyor by profession, okay. Two things I would want to help for. Either I get the Marwa from so that or somebody in a line of surveying back, and that person will understand me to be a family man, help me financially while I'm working, because I don't want to. My family needs to be touching. I need to be touching money every day so I can be feeding my family. Mm. But surveying work is not work that you just put into and you get money immediately.
Mm.
That was actually why I jumped into even after the thing.
Okay.
That's the reason why.
But what have you been doing since then? What have you been doing?
I'm a soldier by profession. After that, because I was learning something there. I learned the surveying for 4 years.
Okay.
So even while I was learning, it has been very tough for me to give my family money to feed up. So I went to meet a friend for money, and the guy was working outside as an agro anyway.
Okay.
So he introduced me to the worker. Instead of you coming to meet me to beg for money, why not let me put you outside so you collect money for me? So while I was doing that for a year or two, I dropped the work. I said, no, I can't be collecting money. Let me collect Marwa and drive it myself.
Okay.
So I collected the Marwa. I paid the money. But all of this thing has been on that Marwa. In fact, if you see my Marwa on the road, I don't have the money to even take care of the Marwa. I bring the money. All the money, I will just pay school fees, pay house rent. That, in fact, is not help. You know, it's really, really...
Let me get something clear. You have a Marwa that you now drive?
Yes, that I have finished the payment.
You finished the payment of that Marwa?
Yes, since 2 years ago now.
So what is now the problem? I mean, you have the Marwa now.
Yeah, even the Marwa, I can't take care of the Marwa that brings the money in of the family.
Guy, what is this guy saying now?
It has been very, very tough. It has been very, very
tough. To be honest with you, I don't understand what you're saying. Like, so you have Marwa that you can work with, and you are complaining that you can't take care of the Marwa.
Now. I'm working with the Marwa. But the Marwa, it has, in fact, all the body have spoiled. All the body... As the Tapoli, everything has spoiled. I can't even spend money on that Marwa because of family issue. That's what I'm saying. Because of family issue. That is so tough for
me. All right. I hear you. Let's see if we can get somebody that can give you their Marwa to drive. Eh?
Thank you very much.
All right, then. Thank you. Please hang in there. All right. Oof. Okay. I don't even know how to respond to that. Justina is here regardless. Justina, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Sherry?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, I thank God I got through after so many years.
It's good to have you here.
You know, this Nigerian condition, when people were talking about Japa, this Japa started from around 8 years ago because I deal with decoration, this aquarium stuff. And then I could realize that immediately Buhari took over, you start seeing people removing their tanks, going abroad because the maintenance is on the high side. And imagine what it could be now. Nobody even comes to ask. I can stay 2 months without selling anything. That's the level Nigeria has gone. So it's been very tough in Nigeria. So, and even to the extent we want to pack things and go home, and stop the selling. If anybody is interested, they can call us at home. To pay for a shop is a problem. Maintenance is a problem. So many people are not into decoration anymore because food is the most important thing. And now they all, even half of them or more than half, have traveled to abroad.
Right.
Because it's a big man's property. So as of now, I'm doing something and I'm not doing anything.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Please hang in there, okay? Amaka, we got help for you. 50K has been donated for you. Congratulations to you, Amaka. I hope that 50K would be enough for you to start your Krika business. I hope so. Becky, the lady that called first, we're going to try and reach out to the gentleman that said we should forward your contact. Would forward you his contact. So you reach out to him. The conversation will be between you and him directly. Okay. All right. It's 9:24. We're almost due for our break this hour. So let's prepare for that break now, Lagos. Stay with us. I will be back though. We'll see how many people. I can see some message. If I don't read your message, it doesn't mean that you will not get help. Please don't feel sad. Don't feel sad, please. Because we'll still compile the messages that we have and we'll look at the funds that we have. Stay here.
The biggest stories are around the world.
3,298 inmates on death row in Nigeria prisons.
All in one platform. Plans are around the way to evacuate Nigerians in Sudan.
Let's talk sport.
Let's talk information, news, and current affairs.
It recommends that INEC should not be a defendant when we have election petitions.
Together, we'll have a great conversation and more.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Welcome to the last 20 minutes of the Morning Crossfire extended this morning, Lagos. Thank you. Just a quick update. Amaka, that wants to go into a Krika business, has received 50K from a Nigerian, a well-meaning Nigerian. Christy, Mama Bright, has also received 50K from a Good Samaritan this morning. Becky, the plantain chips seller, would be connected to. We have somebody as well who would like to help her, who is indicated that they want to help her. Once we have details of that, we'll share as well. And we'll bring you updates as to how many people that we've been able to and how much we've been able to disperse to people this morning. We'll have the details. You know, that's usually what we do. We'll give you updates. As time goes by. All right. Okay. So here we go with let's take some messages, shall we? Let's do some messages this morning. I have opened quite a number of them. This person says, I was supposed to renew my house rent by April when my landlord gave me quit notice. Baba, the so-called money is now remaining 100K because my inhaling business, you mean e-hailing, isn't going well, and I'm a father with two children. Sherry, by the time my landlord finally sent me out, I'm coming to Etimiang. This guy. I like the fact that you still have the humor with what you're going through. Oh, God bless you, my brother. God bless you real good. God bless you. Tamino from Lekki says, listening to tales of woes from ordinary Nigerians is disheartening. The political elite continue to collect outrageous pensions from one position to the next, and the masses can't breathe. Tamino, thank you for sharing your thoughts. I'm going to jump on another message now. This one says, the suffering is much. I am a father with three kids. Debts keep increasing day by day. So I'm trying to keep your name. I'm not sure you want me to share your name. So that's why I'm not mentioning your names, okay? This person says, I'm an undergraduate of Yaba Tech 200 level. I'm at the verge of dropping out due to the hardship. My name... okay, again, let me not mention your name. I'm not exactly sure if you would want that, even though you mentioned it, okay? My spouse and I have had to drop from an upkeep of 35 to 40K per month to 10K just to cut costs. It's really biting hard, honestly. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. 9:38, I'm heading back to the telephone now and get some other people's stories on the air. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor calling from Orizedu.
Welcome.
Well, Sheriff, for me, I'm thanking God for his mercy and grace. But for as many that are around me, sometimes I only do what I can do because I'm not El Shaddai. Otherwise, I will die. I still have some SMS on my phone of account details which I have not been able to meet. Still appealing to some of them. You see, out here, things are tough. We deal with people. Like in my field, you meet people almost like every day. Sometimes the things we carry, only God can help us. I'm telling you. Because at this point, you already know. To even say no to some people, because you are seeing what they are going through. As I'm talking to you now, there's a family in Ibadan. I'm telling you, Sherif, three children. The woman has been struggling. I've been trying my best. I know that God will still take control. But sincerely, Guru Ren.
Thank you. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for helping others. Eh? Thank you. Peter is here. Peter, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sherif.
Morning, Peter. Morning.
How was your night?
My night was okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Seriously, Sherif, masses are suffering. Actually, I cannot lie for you. Even me, I'm talking to you, I'm suffering. I'm a security man.
Okay.
It was over 1 year. But honestly, cost of living. I was begging my boss yesterday whether he would find something for me. He was telling me that he was begging somebody also to find something for him also. Because of everybody is passing through the challenge. Seriously, we are passing, and I have 2 children. I don't know how it will be.
How much is your salary?
30,000.
And is it regular?
It's about a month, yes.
And you have 2 children. So what's their age?
I have 13. I have 9.
13 and 9. That 13 should be what class now?
13 is going to...
JSS 1. Okay.
But they are not living with me. They are living with my parents because of the condition I sent them to village.
So they are in the village now?
Yes, they went to village after election.
Oh, that's where they will be living now?
Yes, yes.
And where do you live?
I'm living in Badore, Aja.
And they've always lived with you before you now move them to the village?
Yes, yes, yes. We are living in Lagos for first start before I get work for Lekki. So the work for Lekki get problem. My madam sister, she transferred me to her friends in Badore here. So after this election, the thing not stand well. I send them to the village.
How about your wife? Your wife went with them?
Yes, my wife is still here together.
But you're hearing from them, Abi?
Yes, sir. They are doing fine. Doing fine.
Would you want them to come back?
The issue of feeding self, they are disturbing us.
I can imagine. You know what? Just stay on the line. Let's let us get your number. Should we have anyone who'd like to help you? Okay.
Okay, sir.
All right, Peter. Please hang in there. Oh, my word. Chukuma. Chukuma is in Badagry. Chukuma, hi. How are you doing?
Yeah. Mr. Sheik, good morning.
Good morning to you, Chukuma.
Yeah, please, I've been struggling to get in touch with you, please.
Let's talk now.
I'm a family of six, please.
Your family, so you have a family of...
Can Can you hear me?
You have four children or five children?
Six children. I'm a farmer.
And with your wife, that means you're a family of eight.
That's okay. Fertilizer to continue my farm work, please.
Okay, you are a farmer.
Yes.
What do you farm?
I farm vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah, vegetable leaf. Go to the precise. Mm. I have 1 acre that I'm farming on, but I don't have money to buy fertilizer, which takes me up to 2 bags of fertilizer for community.
And how much is a bag of fertilizer then?
23,000-24,000
for urea. Okay. All right. Let's see if we can get somebody to help you then, Chikuma, okay? Stay on the line, so we get your number, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Just hanging there. Ah, that is a hardworking man. Chikuma, you know what? Just stay. Let me collect your number. My guys are busy with another person now, so I can quickly can we get Chukuma's number, please? Thank you, guys. Okay, I can see that they are trying. Okay, you know what, Chikuma, let me just get your number because time is not our friend. Okay, so we're getting Chikuma's number now. It's 9:44 Monday morning Crossfire Extended. Oh yeah, Chikuma is a farmer. Hardworking farmer. All he needs, just 2 bags of fertilizer. That's all. Alrighty, let me take some messages as we prepare to get another set of calls on the show. This person says, where's the first one? A friend has been battling fibromyalgia for years now. She lives through pain and has suddenly drained her family's resources because of her ill health. The Nigerian situation has somewhat made it worse. As the meds seeing doctors every day is killing financially, I'm afraid I might lose my friends soon because the family survive. They love her, however, they need to eat and continue to exist. Fibromyalgia, what's that? Yeah, what's that? Is it that there's no money for will it require surgery, or is just for money for meds? Because those are two things now, right? Yeah, I'd love for you to break that down so we know exactly what you're requesting for. Favor is with us now. Favor, hi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Favor.
I have been calling, but my line has not gone.
You're here now, Favor. Please go on.
Okay. I just thank God that I see at home why this program is going on. But sometime ago, I called to make this request. That was during a care and the wife. So, Liz, as I am talking to you now, my husband left me since last year with my baby severely because of how things is. He decided to, because when he saw that the thought is just coming from me alone, after he lost his job, he left the village. And he, because it was kind of a means of teaching me, letting know that I'll just be the one providing. And so he decided to go back to the village and be farming. And by the way, we communicate, what he complained is money to finance the farming that he's doing there. Even as I come across the last week, when we were talking, I was like, okay, can you come back? Let's see how it was.
Sorry. Mommy. Sorry, mommy's coming.
Sorry. So it's not easy. And I read biochemistry. I have BS in biochemistry.
Oh,
what
wow.
Me and my baby here is just that when I could not get a job, I have to be doing production. But my challenge is, most time, all the people that supposed to be patronizing, most of the time, they will tell you one thing or the other. And sometimes I will back my baby carrying the product, walking around. That is how we are supposed to.
Well, what products are you doing then?
I'm producing Thai wash, toilet wash, dish wash.
As a biochemist?
I can produce all of this. And also, brilliant. I move from one laundry to another, looking for whom to supply chemical for
laundry, that is laundry soap and laundry chemicals for washing.
You're just brilliant. So what do you want to do now? What do you want to do now?
Like, my thing is, if I have maybe like some money, because what my husband was actually saying that if he sees somebody that providing with a shawarma machine that he can be doing shawarma here, that is the only way he can come back to stay with us here. Or that he would just be in the village. That
what if he gets a place that can employ him to be doing shawarma?
No, he said he don't want to do shawarma.
He doesn't want to work for anybody.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. How about you personally? What can you do now? I mean, you have a baby.
Yes, what I'm doing now, because last month, June, yeah, I just got this POS machine.
Okay.
Added it to what I'm doing.
Okay.
After working about some time, I'll just stay at a place. If somebody that gave me a place, I'll just stay there doing the POS after giving the product to some people that need it.
So do you have a POS machine now that you work with?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, but so if you see like a little cash, it can help you with the POS business.
Yes, what I need is if I see some cash that will enable me to get
Okay. Jessica, do we have Favour's number? Send me a message, right? I don't want to hang up now. Let me just quickly take this in case this is Favour's number. Okay, all right. So let me hang up. All righty. Okay, I have David here. David has a message for us. After David's message, we'll come back and maybe wrap up. If anyone, I don't know... David, you know, if anyone has been on the line, let's just talk to Ifeanyi. Ifeanyi, hi, morning to you.
Good morning, sir. Calling from Antony.
Welcome.
Yes, actually, the economy situation in Nigeria has not been fair to someone like me staying in Lagos and at the same time taking care of my mother in Delta. Yeah, I'm working in Elizabeth Production Food. For the past 3 months, they've not paid my salary. I left here to go and learn how to do videography and graphics design, mobile videography.
Oh, hard worker.
That's what I'm learning so that I can be able to present my work on Upwork and Fiverr. But recently, my phone was stolen where I was charging it on the 16th of April. Well, I cannot be able to buy. So if somebody can ask a web manager, can assist me to get a good phone,
a good mobile phone.
Yes, I can use to do mobile videography and graphics design.
Okay.
I think I can be able to do it. I'll be presenting my work on Fiverr. That's just what I need.
Oh, you know about Fiverr?
Yes.
And you know about Upwork?
After I left, I was working. I begin to buy online courses to learn how to
do. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. If anyone, stay on the line. Let's see if we have your number. Do we have anyone's number? If we don't, please, let's get her number, okay? If anyone, please stay on the line. David, let's hear you. What do you have for us?
Some good news from OnePlay.ng. In spite of all that is wrong in the country today, it's the one thing that is getting people to smile every other day because they are giving
us. We have another one on Game On later in the evening and late night on the chat station with Ada Blessing. I was particularly moved on Friday when a gentleman won 50,000 naira and he broke down. And he started crying. He started crying. And he was crying uncontrollably. Yeah. Look, we're going to leave it here. One thing I will leave you with is that we're going to get out of this. We'll get out of this. If you can help anybody close to you, please help. If you have enough to share, please share. Yeah? Let's spread love. Let's help one another. Let's hold one another's hands till we get out of this. Thank you. I'll be on the radio tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we'll talk about how the economic climate is affecting businesses all across Lagos and the country as well. I'd like to hear your thought if you're a business owner. Stay here. What's Up Lagos is next. Good morning to you.
Start your day with a new...
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not